Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has found an amazing secret for miracles. Do you know what it is? Chutzpah. Do you know what chutzpah is? It's a Hebrew word, and it means boldness, nerve. He has hundreds of miracles right in his own little congregation that he's a pastor over. I mean, 100 people stood up and they say, I just had a recent miracle. But these are not just miracles. These are medically documented miracles. Amen. Get ready. Now, I'm speaking with Pastor Don Norton, and what he just told me is outrageous. At one of his services, he just asked a simple question. And the question was, how many of you in the congregation have had recent miracles? Now, that's kind of a risk on your part, but no, you know. How many people would you estimate stood up in your church that said they had recent miracles?
I would estimate about 100.
Did you get that? I mean, how many churches in America could you say, stand up if you've just had a recent miracle and have 100 people stand up? And then you had them actually testify of their miracles.
I did. I asked them to give a one-sentence testimony, which is difficult for some people, but a one-sentence testimony of the miracle that God had done in their life. And we actually took about 50 of those on that Sunday morning. We didn't have time to take all of them, but it was amazing.
Let me take you back. Second grade, you're minding your own business. You're riding your bicycle, and you hear the audible voice of God. What did he tell you?
He told me that he wanted me to preach his word. And you got to bear in mind that I'm a second grader. And it really at first struck fear in my heart, but then I felt this calm peace over me. And from that day, I never had any doubt about what God wanted to do with my life.
Now, you say it was an audible voice. Do you really mean that? I mean, it wasn't just a thought. I mean, you're a little kid.
I absolutely heard the audible voice of God. I was actually riding my bicycle, and I had stopped, and I heard this voice say, I want you to preach my word. And I was by myself, and I actually got off the bicycle and looked around to see who was there, and no one was there except God.
Now, at 7, you'd already seen 3 miracles. One was your dad. Tell me briefly about what happened.
My father worked in Northern California in the logging woods. He cut timber for a living. And one afternoon, he was about to finish up his day, and he fell a tree. And the tree went over and hit another tree and bounced back and struck my dad across the midsection, just below the ribs. And of course, in Northern California, the trees are very large, and pending to the ground, just crushed him. He cried out to God, and the tree actually bounced up for a split second. My dad's testimony is that something grabbed him and just jerked him out from under that tree.
Now, how does he know it wasn't just another logger that did that?
Well, there was no other loggers around. Everybody was on the other side of the hill. He was the only one in that area. When you're cutting trees, they don't work right together. because of the danger.
So if I'm understanding you right, it fell down, it struck him really badly. I mean, he's incapacitated. It swings up, it's ready to fall down again. And just before it falls down again, someone, although no one else was there, pulls him out.
Yes, head first.
So it had to be an angel.
Had to be an angel. And moved him at least 6 feet, maybe more.
Well, what would have happened if he hadn't been pulled out that split second?
Well, no doubt he would have died if the tree had come back down and rested on him.
How seriously was he when they took him to the hospital?
Well, no one thought my dad would live, including the loggers that were working with him. They put him on a gurney, a cot, and put him in the back of a Jeep and had a long drive over rough terrain to get to the hospital. And when he got to the hospital, the doctors they didn't have any hope for him at all. The person that was in that hospital at that time was a small town hospital, and the local surgeon was on a 7-day vacation. And so they just allowed my dad to lay on the hospital bed, and they did nothing for him for 7 days. Because they were convinced that he was going to die.
Right.
And when the surgeon came back, my dad can remember that the surgeon walked into the room, took a look at him, and said, "Well, I guess this guy is not going to die after all. We need to do something for him.
He's not dying.
His intestines had already set up gangrene and that whole thing, and they did surgery on my father. And 3 weeks from the day of his accident, he walked out of that hospital on crutches. And God completely healed him, completely restored him. My dad is 82 years old today, pastoring a church, and still working a second job in construction, and is probably healthier than I am.
Don uses a word. I want you to get it. It's the audacity. The audacity of faith, the audacity to pray. What does the word audacity mean?
The word audacity means boldness, confidence, going beyond the map in your life with regard to faith. The Bible says that we are to boldly approach the throne of grace to obtain help and mercy in the time of need. And I believe that when we pray, we should be risky when we pray. Pray prayers of risk.
I looked the word up. Audacity in Webster's dictionary, and I couldn't believe what I found. One of the definitions of audacity is a Hebrew word, chutzpah. And you know what chutzpah means? It means nerve. Now, talking about nerve, I want you to see a doctor and a medically verified miracle. Genuine miracle. Don't you ever say this is fake. We'll even give you his name, his hospital, everything about him. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature, and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I love medically documented miracles. Skeptics, where are you? Tell me about the Garza twins.
The Garza twins attend our church. Their parents, Isaias and Evangelina, have gone to our church for several years. And they, when they discovered that they were expecting twins, They started going through the normal process of going to the doctor's appointments and that kind of thing. And pretty early on, they discovered that the twins had what is called twin-to-twin transfusion, where blood is passing back and forth between the twins.
Is that dangerous?
That's very dangerous. It's almost always fatal to at least one of the children, and usually to both of the children. And as they walked through that process, they were advised by almost everybody that they saw to abort the pregnancy. And they chose not to do that.
Even with that kind of a prognosis?
Even with that kind of a prognosis. In fact, one day...
They have to be... You must be doing a good job if they're in your church.
Well...
You taught them right.
I don't know if I'm doing a good job or they're just smart people, but
okay.
But they...
They went against the doctor's advice.
They did go against the advice of the medical community in not aborting the twins. They just chose to let God decide what would happen with their children. And so they continued with this pregnancy, and the longer it went, the more opinionated the advice became from the medical community that they should abort. And on a Sunday night in our church, we had a miracle and healing service, and they came to that miracle and healing service and came up for prayer, and a lady in our church, one of my board members' wives, Kim Hawthorne, prayed with them. And at the end of that prayer, she said, go document this night because God has performed a miracle for you, and write down the date and the time and what occurred, because something has changed here. And so when they went back to the doctor, as he's doing the sonogram, mm-hmm. He said, amazing, amazing. There's baby one, there's baby two, and it appears that something has changed here. But yet the diagnosis was that you still should expect that there's going to be some really severe consequences when these children are born. But they knew at that time that the miracle had taken place. And we were believing that these twins would be born normal and that they would live normal and healthy lives. And of course, the medical community believed that even if they were born, that they probably would not be able to live normal lives just because of all the things that go with a twin-to-twin transfusion.
Now, how old are they today, and what do they look like?
These children are 10 years old today, and they're the picture of health.
I want to go to Dr. Alexander Reiter. He's a heart specialist at Texas Children's Hospital, Houston Medical Center. Let's go to that clip now.
Follow this blood vessel, you see, it goes like this. And here connects with this one. So this was the main connection between the two.
Just turn it off.
So blood from this one will go into this one and end up in the other baby, or vice versa. What happened here at a certain point, this here clotted, formed a little clot, and it stopped it. And when it stopped it, allowed them to recover. And that's what saved them.
Yeah.
That's what saves them, because otherwise, would have continued, would have died, both of them. Both of them would have died. So this is a miracle.
Yeah, grace of God.
Yeah.
Did you get that? A medical doctor said, this is a miracle. And God's not a respecter of persons. As a matter of fact, God spoke to you audibly. And what did he tell you?
The Lord spoke to me and said, if you can convince the people, I will do my work. And so I took that to mean that if in my preparation and in my preaching, I needed to take the scriptures that the Lord had laid on my heart and figure out what can I do in my delivery and my presentation to convince these people that God is actually going to do and wants to do this. And I think that when my preaching changed, that the number of miracles began to increase that we were seeing in our church and in our ministry. You know, Ephesians 3:20 says that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that which we're able to ask or to think of Him according to the power that works in us. Now, our problem is not that we think God is not able. Our problem is believing He's willing. And the Bible says He's able to do these things, and that exceedingly abundantly means that God will go way past our way past, do more than what the Bible says than we can ask or think of Him.
You're convinced of that, aren't you?
I'm convinced of that.
Okay.
Yes.
There are crosses that people bear. All of a sudden, a doctor says you have cancer. All of a sudden, there's an accident. Tell me about Mr. Funderburg.
John Funderburg is a pastor friend of mine. He pastors a church in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. And at 32 years old, John is a great big guy. He's a healthy, strong guy. And at 32 years old, suddenly he was overcome with a heart problem. In a 24-hour period of time, John went from working in a sawmill to being in an intensive care unit in a hospital in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And that night, the doctors came and told his wife, Crystal, that there's very little chance of his survival. His heart was pumping 10 to 15% of what it should be pumping. The only chance would be for a heart transplant.
Simultaneously, what were you and your church doing while this is going on?
We're praying. Everyone that knew John was praying. There were people all over the nation, maybe around the world, that were praying for John.
Did the doctor expect them to recover?
The doctor did not expect them to recover.
Well, let me read you a report from the doctor that was involved in that. And the doctor's name is Dr. Stephen Hutchins, Medical Director, Baptist Health Transplant Institute. Mr. Funderburg came to Baptist Medical Center with severe heart failure and in shock. He was gravely ill and being evaluated for heart transplantation at the time of his admission. I saw him in my office 1 month later, and his repeat echo showed absolutely normal. Mr. Funderburg has a miraculous, you don't see that from doctors, a miraculous recovery. Well, when we come back, what happens when a world-renowned surgeon is operating on a patient and the Holy Spirit says, do something that has never been done before? You realize the patient will die if this isn't God, and you also realize you'll lose your practice. What would you do? We're going to find out when we come back.
Call now and get Don Norton's one-of-a-kind book, The Audacity of Prayer, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9257. Through Don Norton's powerful book, The Audacity of Prayer, you will learn that God is as anxious to demonstrate His healing power in the present and the future as He was in the past. Clearly understand that the miraculous healing power of God is your inheritance through Messiah. Be inspired to pray with boldness, confidence, and expectation. Receive a fresh, uplifting reminder of God's power to work miracles in your life. Go deeper into your relationship with God as you communicate with audacious prayers every day. Learn that God is a right now God who delights in doing the impossible. Your miracle is only a prayer away. This book contains a dozen powerful and anointed prayers dealing with abandonment, loneliness, sickness, persecution, finances, and so much more. These are prayers that when prayed by you will open a door to heaven and bring you favor and real results. Don Norton has seen hundreds of lives supernaturally transformed as a result of what he reveals in his four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift. These messages are mixed with empowering examples of medically verified testimonies as the result of audacious prayer that will revolutionize your prayer life and energize your faith, and so much more. Prepare to be amazed as you begin to witness signs, wonders, and miracles as a result of your audacious prayers. Don't miss out on getting Don Norton's one-of-a-kind book, The Audacity of Prayer, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9257. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9257 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
return to It's Supernatural.
Talk about audacity, nerve, boldness, chutzpah. This doctor, he's got it all. He has got audacity. He's in the middle of a surgery. Tell me about DSAP.
DSAP had been diagnosed with colon cancer and had to have emergency surgery. And Dr. Remedios was doing the surgery. And he took out 3 feet of her colon. And the Lord spoke to him and said to stretch the rest of the colon and to attach it. This had never been done before. And he could have lost his license. She could have lost her life. But he knew the Lord spoke to him, and he did that. And the miracle is a creative miracle, because after a period of time when she was examined, not only did everything work properly, but that colon had grown back to the normal 6 feet of colon.
You know what is so amazing to me? I called my own doctor, and I said, "Doctor, if someone had 3 feet of colon cut out, 1 year later, how much of it would have grown back?" He said, "None. Impossible." That's what he said to me. Impossible. But God says to you, all things are possible to those who believe. And you're part of all. Let me read the Dr. Remedios quote to you right now. "There's no question about it. I could feel the tangible presence of God in the operating room. It doesn't matter where you are, what your circumstance. There's nothing too difficult for God. The test showed the 3 feet of colon that I cut out was back. This is a miracle of God." I love it when medical doctors use such terms of miracle, beyond human expectation, miraculous. That is so great. Kent Mayfield, another member of your congregation, just everything's going fine, then what happened to him?
He had a motorcycle accident. In fact, when he got to the hospital, the doctors termed his condition as hopeless. I was on my way to the hospital, and the Lord spoke to me and said, "When you get there, you tell Clint and his family that he will recover all."
Wait a second now. You're putting your reputation on the line by doing that. You know that. I mean, the doctor said hopeless. When a doctor says that, how do you have the chutzpah, the audacity to say what you did?
Well, on my way to the hospital, I didn't know what his condition was.
Oh, that helped.
And the Lord spoke this to me. And I was excited about getting there and sharing a word from the Lord with them. And when I walked into the room and saw his condition, I'm like,
Among other things, he was in a coma.
He was in a coma, yes. And but we prayed, and I told them, I said, "The Lord told me to tell you that Clint will doubtless recover all." And today, Clint is back on his job. He is completely normal. He has recovered all. In fact, I would say that I like this Clint better than the other Clint, because I feel like a more outgoing personality, and God has just done an amazing, amazing thing.
And again, you see these papers here? These are all the medical reports from doctors on this Clint Mayfield. God's not a respecter of persons, which means if he'll do it for one, he'll do it for all. I love the statement God gave you. I want you to hear this. I want this to soak in inside of you. God told Pastor Don, "If you can convince them, I will do the work." Quick nugget on faith.
Well, I just think that people believe that if they're desperate, God will hear them. God doesn't respond to desperation. He responds to audacious prayer and faith.
I want you to have the most audacious faith you have ever, ever had. Read the Word, believe it's God's love letter to you, and go for the goal.
At the age of 7, Don Norton heard the audible voice of God. He began to understand the power of prayer when his own father was rescued by an angel from being crushed by a massive tree, which fell upon him while logging. As a pastor, Don Norton has witnessed hundreds of medically verifiable miracles, and he wants to mentor you on how you too can witness the supernatural power of God in your own life. Call now and get Don Norton's one-of-a-kind book, The Audacity of Prayer, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9257.
We have people that are giving testimonies all the time about what God is doing in their lives. God is no respecter of persons. In this book, we tell the story of 14 medically documented miracles. As you read it, you will have a faith lift in your life.
Through Don Norton's powerful book, The Audacity of Prayer, you will learn that God is as anxious to demonstrate His healing power in the present and the future as He was in the past. Clearly understand that the miraculous healing power of God is your inheritance through Messiah. Be inspired to pray with boldness, confidence, and expectation. Receive a fresh, uplifting reminder of God's power to work miracles in your life. Go deeper into your relationship with God as you communicate with audacious prayers every day. Learn that God is a right now God who delights in doing the impossible. Your miracle is only a prayer away. Understand the principles of prayer that truly obtain results. You will be motivated to believe God for miracles, healing, and supernatural provision, and more. This book contains a dozen powerful and anointed prayers dealing with abandonment, loneliness, sickness, persecution, finances, and so much more. These are prayers that, when prayed by you, will open a door to heaven and bring you favor and real results. Don Norton has seen hundreds of lives supernaturally transformed as a result of what he reveals in his four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift. These messages are mixed with empowering examples of medically verified testimonies as the result of audacious prayer that will revolutionize your prayer life and energize your faith. Prepare to be amazed as you begin to witness signs, wonders, and miracles as a result of your audacious prayers.
The audacity of prayer. I love the word audacity. It's boldness. It's nerve. Once you realize that God's not a respecter of persons, and I'm going to tell you, these four CDs and the book is going to just cause you to believe. And that's what God told Don Norton. If you can get the people to believe, I will do what I say. Are you ready for God to do what He says in your life? I am.
Don't miss out on getting Don Norton's one-of-a-kind book, The Audacity of Prayer, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Faith Lift, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9257. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9257 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest says there has to be a marriage between the natural and the supernatural. She says that what you do not know about the natural is killing you.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.